Morning Pages Jumpstart Guide. How to build a daily writing ritual that actually sticks. Let's be honest, mornings aren't quiet anymore. They're fast, noisy, and often fueled by phone notifications and mental clutter. Most of us begin our day reacting to the world before we even realize we're awake. Morning Pages interrupts that pattern. It's more than journaling. It's a declaration. I choose how this day begins. You take a few sacred minutes to meet yourself on the page. Before the roles, the emails, the expectations, writing first thing shows you what's really going on under the surface. It clears the fog, like wiping a windshield before you drive. With morning pages, you move with clarity instead of chaos. This is stillness with a pen, not performance, not productivity, just truth. And truth creates clarity, the rarest kind of power. Now, how do you make it stick? Forget routines that don't fit your life. There's no right way to do morning pages. You can write one paragraph in your car. Or skip prompts entirely and just ask, what do I need to hear myself say today? Think of it as a daily conversation. You show up, you listen, you speak, and then you go live your day with more presence. Even writing three honest lines is enough, because it's not about word count. It's about awareness. And awareness multiplies each time you make space for it. There's real science behind this too. Expressive writing helps regulate emotions, reduce stress, and improve memory. It literally shifts thoughts from the emotional part of your brain into the part that makes sense of them. Morning Pages also taps into your brain's default mode network, the inner dialogue system that activates during rest. So when you write first thing, you capture raw, unfiltered insights before your mental filters kick in. Want to make it consistent? Use cues and rituals. Attach morning pages to something you already do, like right after coffee or before checking your phone. The habit formula is simple. Cue, action, reward. Cue, wake up and make coffee. Action, write one page. Reward, feel one moment of peace, insight, or clarity. Don't wait for motivation. Build momentum instead. You don't need more discipline. You need a reason to return. But what about resistance? Everyone hits it. That's part of the process. You might say, I have nothing to write. Or, this feels pointless. That's okay. Resistance isn't the end. It's the beginning of depth. Try starting with, the thing I don't want to write is... Or ask, why is this thought still coming up? If it's boring, change your view. Write in a new space. Use a different pen. Shift the input, not the intention. And if the page feels totally dead, start with the basics. Write, I'm sitting in this chair. I haven't had coffee. I feel slow. That counts. Still blank? Use a prompt. What's one thing I need less of? What's taking up too much space? Where am I not being honest with myself? And if all else fails, write this. I don't know what to say. 10 times. Eventually, something real breaks through. Remember, the page isn't dead. It's just waiting for honesty to arrive. Now here's where it gets interesting. After 10, 20, or 30 days, look back. Circle repeated words. Highlight emotional spikes. Underline what still feels true. Ask yourself, what patterns keep showing up? What have I stopped worrying about? What am I proud of that I almost missed? Your journal becomes a mirror. Growth is often invisible in real time, but the page doesn't lie. Eventually, this practice evolves. Morning pages can prep you for big conversations. They can help you rehearse success. They can break creative blocks, unlock new ideas, or reconnect you with gratitude. The page becomes your reset button, your momentum builder, your quiet space. But be careful not to fall into common traps. Don't wait for inspiration. Don't edit as you write. Don't try to sound smart. Don't aim for perfect timing. And don't worry about how it looks. If it clears your mind, it worked. Just keep showing up. Want to build morning pages into your life for good? Start with 5 unbreakable habits. 1. Make it a ritual. Same time, same place. 2. Don't skip more than one day in a row. 3. Write through resistance, not around it. 4. Revisit past pages and reflect. 5. Be honest, not polished. Build these in, and you won't just be journaling, you'll be transforming. You're already doing the hard part. You're here. You've started. Now, keep going. You're the only one who can write your way clear.